Some faculty members at Harvard say they're reconsidering whether they want to stay at the university since renowned Professor Cornel West has decided to leave in protest. West, one of Harvard's so-called Dream Team professors of African American studies, is defecting to Princeton after a much-publicized dispute with Harvard President Lawrence Summers, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
As news traveled around campus of Cornel West's decision to leave Harvard in a huff, there was no shortage of students sympathetic to his cause. Several hundred students cheered yesterday when West showed up in his trademark afro and three-piece suit to support a law school protest against what some call systematic racial and ethnic harassment.
We are fundamentally committed to free expression. We're committed to intellectual honesty, but mediated with dignity and also mediated with a certain respect.
West says Harvard Even President Lawrence Summers' disrespect of him has a racial undertone, not unlike the racial harassment the students are protesting.
Now, I think President Summers would certainly condemn overt bigotry, but when you have covert disrespect, that can actually authorize an overt bigoted expression.
Summers declined to comment for this report. He has expressed gratitude for West's contribution to the university, and he has apologized for what he calls a misunderstanding. West says Summers accused him last fall of a lack of scholarly work and grade inflation, and then rebuked him for activities like helping the Reverend Al Sharpton explore a run for president and recording a rap CD.
Brother Cornel West on the line. Appreciate you letting me in, though, brother.
West says the CD is meant to bring the lessons of his scholarly work to young people outside the ivory tower.
We need a renaissance of self-respect.
But to some, within academia and outside it, Summers had a fair point in questioning West's extracurricular activities.
The CD is nice. Running around with Al Sharpton is fine. But this brother needs to stick to what he does best and leave the hip-hop and the rap to those who have a gift and a facility for it.
Boston pastor and community activist Eugene Rivers is one who says West is being too thin-skinned.
You know, we don't have to get caught in the persecution complex that somehow this is a result of a racist onslaught against black people. It is not.
How you doing? See you,
good to see you, man. How you doing, man?
Guess what? I come back to law school, you gotta leave me.
Lord, on campus, West is still greeted like a hero. Many, like senior Malika Donaldson, see his departure as a huge blow.
Harvard is really losing a gem. And I'm mad because he deserves respect just like any other professor. You know, more respect.
Another African-American studies professor, K. Anthony Appiah, is also leaving for Princeton, though for personal reasons. And several others, including department chair Henry Louis Gates, say they're also thinking about leaving. Junior Tom O'Donnell agrees that Professor West will be missed, but he says the dispute never should have come to this.
I think it's kind of immature, a little juvenile. Like, I feel like it's like fifth grade, like you stopped talking to someone because you had a little argument with them in the playground or something.
One Harvard professor called West's departure the beginning of the unraveling of great things at Harvard. Many students, like O'Donnell, were less apocalyptic, saying it will be a loss for the university, but Harvard, as one student put it, will get over it. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Cambridge, Massachusetts.